Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with another lesson on my approach to sermon preparation. In the previous lessons, we've looked at selecting the text, doing our study, finding the main point of the text, and then finding the main point of your sermon. After finding the main point of the sermon, you know your destination, and so you can formulate your outline. And I've emphasized the point of having a sequential outline. That is an outline that has several steps in it leading to the homiletical point or the point of the sermon. There is a philosophy of ministry here. You want to lead the congregation into an active understanding of the point of your sermon. The point of the sermon has an application to it, an application attached to the point of the text. So the point of the sermon is applying the text, the point of the text, to the congregation. Now, when you've done all of your study, you no doubt have a pile of notes. And I remember very well when I first began preparing sermons that I often had quite a stack of notes after going through a text and reviewing several commentaries. I had quite a stack of notes, and I had all these details that I needed to utilize or that I wanted to utilize in my sermon. And so we come to the point now, after we have a sermon point and after we've formulated an outline, we come to the place of utilizing the details, the sermon details. And I titled this lesson, Dealing with the Details. The sermon details are explanation, illustration, application, and transition. And when you look at your outline, which I'm proposing as a sequential outline, it will have five or six steps. Think about this now. You have a time slot in your morning worship of probably about 30 minutes. And that 30-minute period is designated as the time for which you have to preach your message. And the division of the message you have time-wise should look like this. About 10% of the time should be devoted to the introduction. About 10% of the time should be devoted to the conclusion. And if you have a 30-minute message, you've already taken 6 minutes out of that 30 minutes, and so you have 24 minutes left. And if you have six stages to your sermon, leading to your conclusion and your sermon point, each one of those pieces is about 4 minutes in length. If you have five pieces to your sermon, those pieces of your sermon are going to be a little less than 5 minutes each. So you don't have much time to devote to each section of your sermon. And the general procedure I follow is this, that in each section of my sermon, I do some explanation of the text, I do some illustration to help out the explanation, I make some application to the text, and then I transition to the next piece of the text. And so, if I'm dealing with a particular text, I have shaped my sermon outline so that it leads me to the sermon point. And each section of the sermon outline deals with a portion of the text. And it's that portion of the text to which I turn the attention of the congregation in my explanation. And to help out the explanation, I add an illustration where warranted to the explanation of the text. And then I apply that piece of the text and how I've explained that piece of the text to the congregation. And then I transition to the next phase of my sermon. And so, this is the general procedure that I follow. Now, here's the key, and it's an important key. You have, in your sermon outline, detailed a roadmap that leads you to the destination you've already determined in your sermon point. And now you have to be selective in the details that you're going to use in your sermon and in each phase of your sermon to bring out the points that you want to make along the roadmap to get you to your destination. And your sermon outline and the destination to which you're going determines the details that you're going to use. You can't use all of the details of the text. It's impossible to do this. And you and I must realize that this is the case. Now, often what happens is that after the introduction, the pastor gets into the first phase of his sermon and explores many of the aspects of the text and gobbles up a large a part of his time. And when this occurs, there's little time for the latter phases of the sermon. And this is a great tragedy because you can't properly lead the congregation to the point you're making if you take a great deal of time at the beginning of the sermon. Preaching is discipline, and so you must discipline yourself to utilize only the details of the text and of explanation, illustration, application, and transition that are necessary to get you down the road. Let me put it this way. I often use this illustration when teaching in my preaching classes at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Pittsburgh. Suppose you were taking a trip from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia. Well, you would get out the road map and get out Google Maps and put your destination in the computer, and you'd see your route from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia, and it would be on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And you'd see that you had certain stops along the way. It's a 6-hour trip, so you might plan to stop about halfway down the road for a break and to get something to eat. And then you proceed on your way to Philadelphia. All well and good. Your trip is planned, and you stay on your path. But suppose you get down the road and you get a little bit closer to Philadelphia and you see a sign on the road saying that the exit to Gettysburg is just a mile or two down the road, and you think to yourself, wow, I haven't been to the battlefields at Gettysburg, and that would be a nice side trip. And we can spend an hour or two in Gettysburg and then get back on the road and go to Philadelphia. But now you've deviated from your roadmap, and you've gone off the main road to Gettysburg, and you've delayed your trip to Philadelphia. This is often what happens in a sermon. The pastor gets down the road in his sermon outline and goes off on a rabbit track, and all of a sudden he's found that he's gobbled up a great deal of time pursuing a detail of the sermon that doesn't properly take him down the road toward his final destination. And so you have to be circumspect. It's a lot easier to talk longer in a sermon than it is to rein yourself in and to spend a shorter period of time. Again, preaching is discipline, and you and I need to understand that this is the case. And so discipline yourself to utilize the details in your sermon that are applicable to each aspect of your sermon and get you down the road toward your destination. And so, in dealing with the details, have your sermon outline before you first, and don't get bogged down in the details. Follow the roadmap, and let the roadmap guide you in the details you are to use in your sermon. And so the details are, in each phase of your sermon, explanation, illustration, application, and transition to the next phase of your sermon. In the next lesson, I'm going to apply these principles to Psalm 110 and show you in one phase of a sermon how these details come together. Thanks for listening.